Basically anything shit related.
Cut it, pasta.
Everyone's going to be dead by the time this comes out anyway.
That's a threat.
If they don't subscribe and like.
Hello and welcome to the Great British Shitcom, the show in which we watch some potentially forgotten sitcom classics to see if they stood the test of time. I'm Mark, and that's Chris Woods.
Hi.
And that's Chris Jones.
All right.
Today we're going to be watching The Whackers. I think we're watching series one, because there's only one series, episode four, classic. Entitled, oh, I've lost it already.
Good start.
Hasn't got a title.
But it has.
Probably, I'm scrolling all over. The Root of All Evil, there we go. That's what the one is we're watching.
It's got a queer penis as well, isn't it?
Yes. Flat yes to that. Is normally the response as well. Series premise for this is Billy Clarkson tries to settle back into family life after being away for 2 years. I don't know where he's been.
Prison.
Oh, has he been? Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Billy's Batman. What do you guys know about the Whackers from the research that you've done?
Chris, got any research?
Research? It was in 1975.
Brilliant. Yeah, see?
Cool.
Well, 2 years before Star Wars. You need to know the date.
2 years before Star Wars.
Yeah, so obviously, you know, people still getting guillotined in France, so that's cultural.
Yeah, that's inform this culture.
Just need to know.
Yeah.
The Whackers is a Liverpudlian term for mates.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's cool. Okay.
I've just done literally 10 minutes of research looking at the two websites, Mark.
10 minutes more than I've done.
Yeah. The dad is come back from prison and he's trying to settle back into domestic life. So the Whackers, it's a Liverpudlian family called the Clarksons. Half of it, so here is the crux of it. Yeah, here's where the humour is going to arise.
Sure.
Let me tell you this, Mark. Half of the family are Catholic and half of them are Protestant.
Cool. Okay.
And just for good measure, half of them support Liverpool and half of them support Everton.
Everton, yes.
And then you think about that. That's right for humour.
That is.
How's half the family... Which half?
Doesn't go into that, Chris, but I think it might be explained.
Through marriage, maybe? I don't know.
Probably.
Huh?
Through marriage.
Well, no, but I don't know.
I mean, the dad is Catholic and the mum's Protestant.
Okay, yeah, fair enough. Be very unlikely they'd have got married then, wouldn't it, really?
I mean, you find love in a strange place.
Like Romeo and Juliet, isn't it? Or yeah. Romeo and Juliet. Is that right?
Yeah, that's good. Good accent.
Cheers. It's a good accent, isn't it, Liverpool?
I like it.
It's fucking great. It's Greece.
Yeah.
Want to join in, or just...
No, I'm just enjoying you doing it.
Cheers. So, yeah, so what we understand that it was written by Vince Powell,
mm-hmm.
right? He also wrote what?
Well, I've not got that one written down here, but I've got written down Love Thy Neighbour, Never Mind the Quality, Feel the Width, Bless This House. But he also wrote one of our favourites, Bottle Boys.
Yes. Milk, Eggs and Butter.
Yep, got them all on the float.
Yeah.
Because I've not told you this. I was out of a mate the other day.
Is he going to come out?
Well, this bit.
Yeah.
I won't tell the full story. I just tell the bit that's relevant.
Okay, go on then.
I'll tell the full story off air, the unedited version.
Consult with the lawyers before we continue the story.
Yeah. I was out with the other day, and he was telling me about the contents of his fridge. And really despondently, he was like, oh, I've just got milk, eggs, butter. And like it was a really heartfelt conversation, and I was trying to be really nice, but in my head at the time, just had the whole theme tune of Bottle Boys playing in my head. It felt really bad. Yeah.
Right. Okay.
So that's it. That's a story. Yeah. Right. I was trying to cheer him up, and then I couldn't because I was too busy laughing at him unwittingly singing the theme tune of Bottle Boys.
Oh dear! Didn't ask you back for another shift at Samaritan's, no.
No, they don't. Yeah,
if you do want to end it all, then do like write a suicide note, and you'll be glad you wrote it when you hear the noise of the
battle.
But seriously, if you are feeling low, then do call the Samaritans or reach out.
And as ever, don't listen to this.
No,
God's sake, don't
Oh yeah, so Vince Powell, right? So apparently, this was his first solo writing effort after his. His writing partner died. What's his name? Harry Driver died. Mm-hmm. His writing partner, Harry Driver, died.
Oh, that's about four times.
I'm laughing at myself.
You just can't believe it. Can't believe the news.
That just hit me. Oh my God. Harry. Yeah, so the Whackers was not a success though, and audiences. Audiences soon grew tired of his incontinence jokes. There's only 7 episodes. It could say they got pissed off.
Yes, you could. With a
shitty humor. Patronising little laugh from Chris Taylor. Oh yeah, very good.
Very good, funny. That's better, isn't it? Yeah, apparently it's criticised well, heavily reliant on bad language.
Oh, for fuck's sake. That's a shame. Yeah, shit. Yeah, well, that's weird, considering the other things you wrote. You wouldn't have expected that. Love Thy Neighbour. That's where I'm in that.
I don't know, there wasn't a Bless His House.
This was 1975 though, so what counted as swearing on
Bloody, probably.
TV? Bloody, I'll flip it out.
Yeah. Bleeped out.
Yeah, I think Bloody definitely would have been, because if I remember rightly, in Curry and Chips, we had, I can't think of the guy's
Bastard,
name.
Bastard, he kept saying a lot, did he?
Oh, Bloody, but I said Bloody, but no, but the other guy, the other guy refused to swear. Can't think of his name, though. That's really
bad.
Oh,
hard. Yeah, for, Arthur or something, isn't it? It's a guess.
Oh, fuck. No, he's got big nose and glasses.
That was from the joke shop.
No, it doesn't matter, it doesn't matter.
What was his name? I can cut this out.
Sid something.
That wasn't Sid something.
Or something Sid.
Jesus.
Oh, Sid. It's not going to be worth it.
It is. Come on, we've got to sound knowledgeable. I'll cut it. Sounds like we'd immediately think of it.
If you're happy to edit.
Well, do you know how much editing it took down to get me and my girl down to 43 minutes? The recording is about 2 hours long. Fucking deranged. It sounded like something recorded at a mental institution.
Eric Sykes was
that's the it. Or was that Sid, as I like to call him?
Either Sykes.
Eric Sykes. Sid Sykes.
Oh, Sydney. So I think, as we may have said in this already, so we've got one series with 7 episodes, and yeah, in between, just 1975, that's all it was.
Okay, so failed sitcom, ex-con going straight, I guess, mm-hmm. Yeah. Just into family life. Here goes, premise. I'd know really to go with that. What were we expecting?
Do you think it's going to be? Is he going to be like put in situations where he's trying not to commit crimes, or you can see ways to commit crimes?
It's probably like the conflict between
good and evil, or the root of all evil.
Like him trying to change his ways or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Anyway, anyone want to guess the rating of this series? Going back to that.
Oh, low. It'd be low, wouldn't it?
6.0
5.2.
Okay, and you're going for, sorry, just
yeah, go for 6.
6.6.
Fucking hell! Yeah. Why is it always 6? I thought this was a badly rated sitcom. Well,
we're living in where people think that you need to get like 80-90% all the time, like 60%. Like people think that's pretty still pretty low.
That's a pass though, isn't it? Like, what's a pass rate in schools? Mm.
Speak up. Well, it depends on the school, doesn't it?
Here we go. Fuck's sake.
Well, no, but some schools get 100% pass rate. Some schools get 40%. Like, it's not
just for like a C grade. What would a pass rate be in an exam?
About 50% on average.
Okay,
it's got to be. I think it's bloody just hell. Under. Did you revise for any exams?
Revise. Yeah, of course I did. Mm. Did you? Mm. How'd you get on?
Oh, that's alright. I've got C's. Teach us C's and B's.
Yeah, I did alright.
Mm. I never revised for one exam, and that was a maths A level. And the other two, I didn't revise for.
Did you seriously not revise for any exams?
No.
On GCSEs?
No.
What? That's mental. Why?
I remember my geography, I just didn't do half the coursework as well. I just never handed it in. I don't know how that worked. I got a C.
I was right. That's.
What for the GCSE?
Yeah. You know, we went on that trip
to Snowdon. That's nice, yeah.
I did first half, and then there's another half you're supposed to do about rivers or something. Yeah, I just boring. Didn't do it.
It washed away, so.
My notes were destroyed. I left them in my river trousers.
I had
river trousers.
I had one revision day at mine where I just had some mates around them and like playing poker. And as one of my mates was
in. Little dogs.
expecting to answer that maths question. It might be a question about cards. So-and-so's got this poker hand. What do we need to, what's the percentage have they got of winning?
Yes.
Nailed it. One mark.
Yeah, we're playing poker, and as one of my mates was in the toilet, we dealt the cards so that we shuffled the cards so that he would be given like the best possible hand. And when we dealt,
that's
them,
not how that works.
No, no, we should be cheating. We,
like, what a great prank!
Yeah, we prank.
Lost all my money, but
that ill-fated casino you owned, terrible.
The house never the wins.
No, no, customer's always right. Am I getting this wrong? What?
He we did it to see his reaction. He went wide-eyed, put all his money in, and we just folded. So, yeah, that's a prank.
That's a good one. Yeah. Showed him.
Mark's
He's a gambling addict now.
Yeah. All in for the standard move. That's all he ever learned.
Yeah. What's that one as folding? Sure,
all in. What? Hang on. Why?
This is blackjack.
He's superstitious. Every time, he just goes to the toilet before his hand. I think that's what Bond tried to do, didn't it, when he was poisoned. They thought he was the old same old trick.
Reference to Casino Royale. All right.
Should we round this up before we go into watching it?
Why did he go into prison, did it say?
I've not got that information, unfortunately.
I think
hammer through these bits. The rating was 6.6 out of interest, if anyone cares. The stars are Ken Jeons, who's in Doing Time, which is the film version of Porridge, Sheila Fey, who's in The Leatherbirds, Alison Steadman, who's in Fat Friends, who I think is also in Gavin and Stacey as the mum, and Keith Chegwin, who, as we all know, is in everything, Naked Jungle, Extras, etc. R.I.P. Today we're watching The Root of All Evil. So I guess two questions before we go into the start of this. What do you think the episode is about, and what do you reckon the theme tune will be?
Money, yeah, probably money. Or religion? No, it's not Root of All Evil.
All right.
So, well,
this is Chris's atheist podcast.
No, but I don't know. Yeah, okay. It's probably not. Is it?
Something money.
Something money, yeah.
I read this is like seen as in some quarters as like a precursor to Bread, but like less good.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think it has some links with Porridge as well, as you said.
Yeah, it's got the guy, Ken Jeons.
Yeah. So probably something to do with money loosely, I reckon.
Precursor to Bread. I thought it was grains.
That was dough, which is also slang for money.
That's The Simpsons.
Ooh, yeah, I see.
Theme tune is it's a version of In My Liverpool Home.
I don't know that. How does that go?
We speak with an accent exceedingly rare. We want a cathedral, we've got one to spare. In my Liverpool home.
Okay.
Do you like that?
I did.
It'd be funny if it isn't.
just wanted to sing, just an excuse.
I think that's how it goes.
How long did it take you to write that?
It's a couple of fucking minutes.
Great.
What do you mean? What? Why?
I don't know that. It was a lovely rendition.
Thank you so much. Look at the sincere. It really leaned in and looked right in the eyes there. That's a lovely rendition.
Lovely rendition. All right then. Well, yeah, let's just go straight into watching The Root of All Evil. That. Yeah. Bye. Just in middle of our pool home. In middle of our pool. We speak with an accent exceedingly rare. Meet under a statue exceedingly fair. And if you want a cathedral, we've got one to spare. In the Liverpool.
Right, episode premise for...
Are you recording?
Yeah, I've been recording the whole thing. Pushing into that racist stuff earlier. Episode premise: Raymond complains about heavy.
Not so easy now, is it? Reading.
Episode premise: Raymond complains about too much scouse and not having a television. Billy gets carried away at the pub after opening his first pay packet, and Mary's far from pleased when the drunken layabout stays out all night. That's what it says.
Was that it?
That's all the premise is.
That's the premise.
I don't think that's really the premise, is it? That's just like the things that happened.
I mean, there was too much scouse, I'll give you that. But I don't know whether that was like a drive in.
That wasn't like. Yeah.
Yeah, not even a MacGuffin.
It was a MacGuffin, really. Like, it didn't really.
Didn't play into it.
Yeah.
But I think that was just obviously just trying to, I don't know, tie it even more into being set in Liverpool. Like, that wasn't the driving part of it, the fact they're an issue. I'm not saying this premise, talking about the fact there's too much Scouse. Yeah. That wasn't like, it's just trying to tie it into Liverpool, isn't it? Like, there's a national dish called Scouse. It's a sitcom set in.
Regional dish. I don't know, that was the regional dish of.
I like to say it's the nation of Liverpool. I thought they seceded.
Scouse, not English.
I think the purpose of that as a plot device, I guess, is to show that the mum is so happy that her husband's home and she's trying to make a family meal. That's what I'm assuming.
Because it's his, as she says in the first scene, it's his favourite, and it's also his first pay packet after getting out of prison.
Yeah, he's been out for 2 weeks.
Is that it? He's already got a job.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like.
But when you get out of prison, they set it up with the fucking robot cardboard man of the boss. Go back to later. Anyway.
Connolly, what a man. It's a real tour de force, that part. But yeah, we're getting ahead of ourselves. That's literally the last scene. I think the overall arching premise, and I think that may be something that, we should say that there are only 7 episodes of this show, but I think it might be a thing that returns is that we've already started doing this again. You've written all the things down, haven't you?
Yeah, I've written things.
Already done it.
Written all the things, all the notes.
Already tripped over again. So yeah, it will be a lot of it will be like Billy Clarkson, the dad who just got out of prison, getting into scrapes and stuff and having little schemes, and everybody maybe kind of assuming that he's doing something criminal. Mm-hmm. And maybe he is, maybe he isn't. And I think that might be where a lot of the humour is derived in the show.
And but the Catholic and Protestant thing as well, I think, as we said beforehand.
That did briefly come up in this episode. Yeah. Which I thought, yeah. So, and that was the overall thing was, him supposed to be getting back home with his pay packet.
But he went to the pub instead.
Yeah, Mary making the scouse for him, waiting for him to come up with his pay packet, and then making a big thing of going, no, he said he's not going to open it until he gets home. Mm-hmm. And we're going to save it or whatever. But then obviously Billy stops off on the way home. Billy stops off on the way home to ostensibly pay off his tab at the bar. But obviously, once he opens up the pay packet, he's not going to be able to stop himself.
Slippery slope,
and he gets battered. He spends all his money in there. And that's about it. So the rest of it, he seems trying to get the money, find some way to get the money back so that he doesn't get in trouble.
I thought it was quite a nice joke within the pay packet bit himself, because I think he owed £6, but he was like, oh, no, you know what? Let me pay my slate off, as the barman said to him, but when he's paid it off. He went, pay me for that £8. And he was like, oh, but it was the £6. Yeah. So I know, but I want to have a few drinks in between, don't I?
Classic.
Which actually would, as you pointed out, we found out that later, the 12p for half a beer. yes, Jones, we're doing maths. So for the £2 difference. Come on, you'll enjoy it in the end. Because you'll go, I could have how many beers could you have in the night out? Let's put it in comparison. Oh,
yeah,
to you.
I don't know. It depends what the friends you're on with. Or
so
what beer is.
We think it's all right.
Got a maximum amount.
Big night out. Big night out for you. 24p for a beer.
Okay.
And well, it's probably a little less than that, because that's normally how maths goes. But we'll say 24p for a beer. You have two halves of something.
Less than a whole? You mad? What?
The price of two halves would probably be a bit less than 24p. Like,
why? It's basic maths.
Yeah.
That's not basic maths.
The maths is not sound, but as business, yeah.
It's business.
Yeah.
Well,
but we'll go for 24p. So let's call it 25, because that's easier to make up. That's about 8 beers.
That's more than two halves.
What? 8 for what? 24 for what?
It's about 8 beers he has had with that £2. Yeah, with that £2.
What? Yeah, all right, you got him.
Yeah, but what's £2 in... Sorry, is it scintillating podcasting here?
Yeah, also, what does that equate to?
So £2, right, in 1975.
Oh, yeah, you're doing it that way. That's a great idea.
It's probably something that hasn't been done a lot before, analysing the... Inflation. Economics of the and the inflation of 1970 sitcoms.
£16.89.
Better get you
around.
Just three.
So how much do you owe him in general? £6.
He owes him £6. Yeah, we worked this out earlier, didn't we?
£50 he owned him. Bloody hell. Racking it up, isn't he?
Yeah.
And so he's very specific. It's like, I'll pay about the 15 and I'll do add another 16 on top of that.
Yeah, I'll do a third of that extra.
Oh yeah, so what the maths then? How many pints do you get? Eight.
Eight pints.
It's not bad.
Sounds like a good night.
Pay off.
Yeah, that's all I wanted, just to see if you'd enjoy the night.
Not bad. Fuck. Yeah, so that was it. So basically, all right, so we've done the overarching thing. Let's get down to nitty gritty of every single minute by minute analysis of this episode.
Yeah.
Here we go. We were pleased to see that Chegwin was in the first scene. He literally walks in straight away. He's very youthful. I didn't think he'd be that. I thought he'd be young, but I didn't think he'd be that young.
Mm-hmm.
He's a young girl. And he had like a blue, the whole time, in the whole episode, he was wearing a blue like roll neck, wasn't he? Ribbed. Mm-hmm. Like electric blue. Was it electric blue or sort of primary blue, you reckon?
It was the same sort of blue that that guy in British Empire got electrocuted with.
Look at that, what a callback.
British electricity blue. Is that the...
I didn't say that when I went to B&Q. They were like,
B&Q colour shop. What was it? You went for the Valspar paint. Can you colour match this? Entire episode of...
what a reference.
What's it called? Entire episode of British Empire. Pause it. That's the colour. That's the colour I want. Had to wait till the end. Can you just show me a picture? No. You have to see it real.
Was it 24 minutes just waiting?
Q-form in Vine. It's just very funny, is it? No, well, that's not the point.
It's not funny. I want the colour. I want the colour, right? Come on.
Right, yeah, Cheggers. Yeah, so then he's complaining to Mum, yeah?
Just say the Mum. Chegwin, Dad, right? Do you need to know
it's
names?
Ray, Raymond, yeah? Raymond Chegwin comes in. He's complaining to Mary, Mum.
Jeez. Right, should we get a whiteboard? And then we've got like a little family tree that we do for each sitcom. So we've got like, you know.
Friends, like, eight people to remember.
What's it called? Yeah. What's that word? Like, Homeland. We've got like, you know, like the whole wall's done of it. Newspapers, IMDb rating, 6.
Bit of like a long distance photography of each character filmed outside their houses. Alison Steadman getting out of a car. your next bitch. Chegwin, one down. 7 to go. R.I.P. Stop drinking and eating during the podcast.
Drinking it every time. Pizza, brownie, crumbs, water. Lovely.
Look at this. We have to wash our hands for 20 seconds after this episode.
I'll go wash them now.
Got coughing and spluttering everywhere.
Happy birthday twice.
It's been so quick you sing it, doesn't it?
I'd show a video about that.
Hap, 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 hap.
The remix.
Bam, 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 bam. You have to do it right now.
I'll go wash my hands.
Oh, chill out.
Gentleman's wash.
Scourer.
Oh, fucking hell. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, so Chegwin is complaining about not having a TV, wasn't it?
Happy birthday.
That's always a good one to do in like a restaurant or something when somebody like brings a dessert or something over. You just do that. That's always a good thing to just do that. Happy birthday. That always gets a laugh, doesn't it? From me. And it's like angry stares from everybody else.
Just every time he's there.
So he's complaining about not having a TV, isn't he? Oh, because...
We want to go out. He comes in, he's complaining about Scouse because it's just fucking fed up a stew all the time, isn't it? Do you ever have that? Your mum just makes the same dinner over and over again? It does wind you up, doesn't it, when you're a kid? You do feel like you're eating the same thing.
Yeah.
So, you know, repetitive meals.
Yeah. Let's be fair, like, you know...
It's new potatoes when I was a kid. No. I hated new potatoes. Mum just made
them
all the time.
Yeah, it was good.
I had enough of them.
Rubbish.
I don't mind them now, but we have them very sparingly. Like,
Because the thing is, my mum used to make it a lot, but she didn't really season it or anything. It's just like literally.
Just new potatoes. Boiled new potatoes.
Yeah, my mum was like that as well. Still is.
Boiled.
It's like
a
medieval peasant. It's brilliant.
Boiled, yeah, it's lump of bread and cheese on plate. Breakfast.
Big goblet of wine, yeah.
Mixed it with water, and then she made me pour some on the ground for the gods, and straight away.
After we stole all that lamb, of course.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, anyway, after that, I'll damp down the fire, and then go to sleep in that bed of straw.
Yeah, make sure the camp's not, you know, visible. It's been tracked. Breakdown camp. Anyway.
Well, I don't know, we lived in a hill fort, so...
Mont Bailey, very safe, very secure.
What a sentence. That's a t-shirt. Morton Bailey, very safe.
ADT. That's good.
Classic reviewing. An Ofsted review. Ofsted, Mott and Bailey, very safe.
Mott and Bailey in about 25 years.
So followed by colon, very safe. Classic, like, yeah, but, safety review.
But that's the premise of it. You don't want Mott and Bailey, bit of a shambles, easy skin, serious security flaws.
Medieval Ofsted. Like,
you know, yeah. You got to have it secure, haven't you?
Oh, yeah.
But anyway.
Oh, yeah.
So anyway, repetitive meals isn't really. Sort it out if you're a mum. Just vary up the meal a bit. Kids are sick of it.
Yeah. We did notice that Jake Wynn sort of stumbled over a line, didn't he?
Yeah.
That was good.
I think it's like one of the first lines he had.
Yeah. We had one job, Jake Wynn.
Yeah. Should we cut? No, I got limited tape. Just keep going.
Keep it going, checkers.
Is Jake Wynn from around that area, or was he putting an accent?
No, I think he must
have. Yeah, he must have been. Must have been a scouser. So. I don't think they would have.
Well, if I didn't have time for one of the sons to put on an accent, they weren't going to.
He's from Walton, Liverpool, yeah, you're right. I don't think all of them were from Liverpool. Some of them had accents on, weren't they? Some weren't.
It depends how thick it is. Like, you have a thick accent and a bit more intelligent accent, don't you, sometimes?
I mean, yeah, for example, someone like Joe Lycett, a.k.a. Hugo Boss, he's from Birmingham, but he doesn't sound like he's from Birmingham. That's an example.
No.
Well, yeah, Alison Steadman and Chegwin are both from Liverpool, so I'll just assume that everybody else is. But who's the one if... Oh, fucking hell. Tony, if he wasn't making an attempt at all to put in a Scouse accent, was it?
No, although I'm thinking about it now, he was the one that was at uni, so I'm guessing that's
like a comment on him being a bit more.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says that, and then when Chegwin leaves, he's teasing his mum about Alice Cooper or something. And I see Alice, I'm going to miss Alice. He's getting the gig, Alice Cooper.
I think he was just talking about popular culture in general. So he was saying you don't have a TV, so you would know these things if you did.
And as he's leaving, Alice is... As he's leaving...
Bernadette, who plays...
Bernadette.
The daughter. Just say the daughter.
Okay, yeah. That's easy. The other female character crosses paths with Chegwin as she's coming into the house. And he goes, hey, she thinks Alice Cooper's a Judy. Mm. That's a good line, wasn't it?
It's great. Yeah.
I've never heard Judy in terms of meaning female before.
I don't know, it's Punch and Judy or something.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe not. And then Alison's fucking hell. Bernadette comes in and she's playing. Bernadette's coming in.
You were the one that wanted to do this.
I know.
I was fine with us getting it wrong.
Because it's annoying to listen to. I mean, it's fun for us to a point. But it must be infuriating to listen to. Bernadette is complaining about Mr. Gropey, who's a fellow at work who's a bit touchy-feely. He's like a fucking he's like an octopus.
It's a dirty young man, not a dirty old man.
Oh yeah, and that leads Maggie to talk about when a man exposed himself.
I think the audience can hear you lean in.
This is going to be a nightmare to edit. Man exposed himself to on the last tram to Bootle. And it turns out it was the guard. He's like, oh, did you tell the guard about it? And it's like, it was the guard.
Yeah, which was just like the formula there, the way it was all written and said, like a proper joke. That was great.
And she chastised him by saying, I've seen bigger ones than little lads.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I do like that as a follow-up to the joke. I think that could have been better.
What do you like what?
She could have said on...
I've seen bigger bells in Liverpool Cathedral.
Yeah, there you go. Sorry, building related again. So. Yeah. I don't know. On your... Because that's... Is that her mum or the Billy's?
Didn't go into it. I mean, look at your little chart.
I think that's Billy's mum. Because they said one thing in the sitcom about how...
Yeah, because the dad said to the daughter... about him being on the later on when he thinks he's committing a crime, and I probably wouldn't have been for dad going to a daughter-in-law.
She said the mum.
Why is that funny?
Because I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, right, I'm talking about the fact that when the dad was fucking overhearing in the pub.
That's where, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah.
And he goes back and tells the daughter, doesn't he?
He's grassing him up,
isn't he?
Okay.
He's only got a job, isn't he?
Yeah.
Not that I can do a Liverpool accent.
It's good. No, I thought you were.
So
I'm Paul McCartney.
Choo choo, said Thomas. Oh, so of the two grandparents in it, so we've got Maggie and Joe. I think Maggie is the.
Well, it's only two. It's going to be the dads, isn't it?
I don't know. I think they're both. What? I don't think they're married, are they?
Maggie and Joe. No. What?
So
are they widowed?
Yeah, I think they're both. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. They're both widow, but who's related to who? So I think
Chris just said that he reckons that the dad's
the mum's.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't realise you said
that. That's my whole little bit. I was talking about that. No one listened.
Sorry. No.
I think you were talking.
I misunderstood. Sorry. And Maggie must be Billy's mum then.
Yeah. And I feel like for me, maybe it's just I just don't like this kind of comedy, but the parts of the old man talking were like the weakest parts that really dragged. I just don't like any kind of. I've made it clear that I really dislike any kind of old people with comedy. Yeah, it does my fucking nut in. Yeah. Rubbish. When he came in, like he introduced us to this episode. He walked in and started talking to Mary when she was cooking. He was like, "Oh, you know, my bones are aching. I got I'm in agony with hemorrhoids." And I was like, "It's not funny, is it? Like, no. Fuck me." It's not fun. Like, I don't understand. Obviously, it's like, I don't know, it's a different era, I suppose, where like just old people saying stuff just seems to be enough to be funny. I don't know.
I guess it's more relatable back then. I don't know.
Sticking with
what, there's no old people now? What do you mean?
Well, no, in that maybe families were closer back then and there was not much to do outside of that. Because nowadays you would just, a bunch of kids would go on their phones, whereas previously you'd be like, hanging out with your grandparents more so perhaps. And then you get to know the ins and outs of their daily lives. I don't know.
That's when Mary establishes the little plot strand about Billy bringing home his pay packet, right? And then he's like, oh, so I guess, yeah, because it must be her dad because he's slagging off Billy. And he's like, oh, you're kidding yourself. He'll stop at the nearest pub. He won't get past the nearest pub. And it's like, no, he's going to bring in a pay packet.
It was
on the edge of the cliff there. The head started tilting. Ah, there, that was a close one. And then, so the next scene is the pub, right? Mm-hmm. And he goes in there, and he has kind of every intention of not. But once the penny packet is open, that's it.
Or hell breaks loose.
All hell breaks loose, or as I like to call it, buying some beers.
So it was about the root of all evil was the money.
Yeah, yeah,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
It all revolved around the money, and that is. Do you think it is the root of all evil, money?
A lot of bad people do bad things for money. Yeah.
What?
Well, the worst people do seem to be rich people.
Yeah, but the root of all evil. Oh, everything bad.
It's not
is
much
it
of a saying.
Money?
The root of some, but not all evil. Then, right? Then it's like, another fucking. I sort of zoned out during the scene. It was when it was like the two grandparents, Nan and Granddad, and it was Mum, and then Bernadette. Was it? No, it was Tony. Wasn't it?
Oh my god! Fucking hell! Just people in a room.
Just pick a name. Yes.
There were two males, two females.
Listen, there were two Caucasian men. It was Mum, Tony, the son who went to university.
Yep.
And. Nan and Granddad.
Yep.
And Tony had stated his intention to leave university, was it, and do something else?
Yeah, because he was currently a marine biologist and he was talking about he wanted to study people, I think, is the premise to this.
Anthropologist.
Oh, what, sorry?
Anthropologist.
I didn't know what he'd said, I just wrote people.
And that led into like a sort of a theological discussion about God or something, wasn't it? Well, obviously, that's what theological discussions are about.
Well, they went into the religion, didn't they? And then he basically said something like, Protestants are all going to hell.
Yeah.
Because you're heathens. She said, we don't want another holy war. And to be fair, we don't really.
No. Sorry, I'll make her right. I was laughing. So that time didn't really go anywhere. I didn't really think.
I think it's just to show that it's like dislike between the grandparents.
Yeah, they're probably not going to use every lead in every episode, are they? Like this one was about the wage and the money and the crime, whereas they've probably got other episodes relating around the religion, haven't they?
Yeah. Yeah, but the animosity between the two, like the Nan and the Granddad, was kind of, I suppose, half playful because like they did go to the pub at the end together, so they must be kind of like a bickering old people kind of relationship, you know, not like a genuinely hateful relationship.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, because I think they're expecting the dad to come home soon, so Mary sends Tony off to the pub to get a couple of bottles of booze in.
Half a dozen. Yeah, to help celebrate the new job and that first pay packet.
She said, oh, he'll be wanting a drink.
Yeah, yeah. So she sends Tony off, he comes in, and the barman, who was one of the best actors I've ever seen. What's his name again?
Charlie Barman.
Charlie Barman. It was a really good actor, wasn't he? I don't know who was better, him or Connolly, but you know.
We know designs every time, first time. Didn't he? Same delivery every time. Yeah. Like, can we do another take? Can you give me more emotion? Yep.
It was like, especially the scenes between him and Billy, like the first one when they were talking about the pay packet and stuff, it was like, it just looked like a script.
It was lines like, by numbers. It was.
Oh, yeah, it was like, really was. Billy said his lines, there was a slight pause, and then Charlie did a retort. And then there was another pause, and then Billy said, "Yeah, but the thing is, the reason is, yeah, it's just like fuck it. It was like a really bad tennis match." yeah. So then, so Tony turns up, and Barman's like, "Oh, your dad, he's fucking paralytic. You know, he can't find a toilet, and once he gets there, he can't aim straight. You know, he can't see straight, and it doesn't matter. Yeah. He can't aim straight. We had to dry his shoes out twice."
Yep, and he said he couldn't find his knob as well.
I said, "Couldn't find your hands, your father."
Mm. Oh, I dare him say that.
Could use a better term. I reckon, you know, how's your father functional, but he could have had a funnier term for penis.
Yeah, how's your father's to do with having sex?
I reckon really? something relating to Liverpool, it could have, you couldn't find your, his...
What's the streamer?
You can find his...
Mersey streamer.
There we go. Look know. At that. Brilliant. That's good. Look at that. Look. Look at the laugh that you got from there. Like, Mark didn't laugh at How's Your Father at all.
I know nothing about geography. I got that, Mersey and it made sense.
Yeah, he can't see straight, and he can't find his Mersey streamer. Had to dry his shoes out twice.
It also does sound like a brand of party blowers, but yeah, I like that as a pissing technique.
Streamer, brilliant. And then, so the son was going to go. He was going to cover for his dad. Tony was going to go and cover for his dad by going to the phone and phoning home and going, "Dad had to stay to work late, so they don't expect him home."
It's like a 2-hour phone call to get him.
Yeah. Oh. But then, so then the next scene was in the pub and everyone had cleared out. And the son had just come back from making the phone call half an hour later. Don't know what he'd been up to. Maybe he'd been a fruity. Thank God.
Oh no, you know what? I don't think it was that. I think the break happened when he walked into the toilet. He must have just...
Yeah, yeah. So there was another scene. I'm sure there was another scene.
I don't remember if there was.
Bloody hell, memorable scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I remember him walking into the outdoors toilet and then...
Christ. It's good that, you know, on a podcast where we primarily talk about watching a sitcom and then the scenes happen, we can't even take notes and remember the scenes that we watched.
Fuck, what was it?
Hang on.
I've got in my notes, I've got Billy gets drunk and Tony brings him home, falls asleep in the outside toilet. I've got that.
Right, yeah, so then makes a phone call, right? So then back to the house. Mary and Bernadette are discussing the scouse, which is becoming lovely and gooey, apparently. It was good. That's not a good consistency for a stew, is it? Gooey?
Well, no, I think it just means like reduced, like the sauce is thickened, the meat's thickened, like falling apart.
Nice, that would sound good as a scouse, isn't it? Nice and thick.
Yeah, but this is scouse, isn't a stew, is it? Like it might be, I don't know.
What is scouse? Isn't it a stew?
Yeah, it's a stew, but it
Have
was
you
like,
had scouse before?
I'm not a scouser myself.
It's cultural appropriation. Yeah. And then Cheggers burst in again.
Yeah, and Cheggers was talking to us about... Not talking to us, he was talking to them.
Talking to us, breaking the fourth wall.
I was really intrigued. he was letting us know that the dad had phoned to say he's going to be working late.
Yeah. Special delivery, overtime, and mum was like, oh, well, that's good, because he's thinking about family and that extra money, bringing it in.
I guess it ties back into, like, he's finally going straight and he's doing things for the family.
Yeah, because it has transpired, and from the scene earlier, he'd spent his whole wage packet at the pub.
it's all gone downhill for him.
So then they're going out the alleyway, he's doing the shushing thing he was talking about.
Oh yeah.
And he goes, come on, let's go. And he's like, wait, I'm going to go over here for a Jimmy Diddle, or piddle, or wee, urine. Oh, they're in the house, aren't they? Because I was a bit confused at first, because it like just cut from the pub to the... Because it's such a quick cut from inside the pub to an exterior, I assumed they were coming out of the pub.
Oh,
out the back way or something. But it was them entering the garden. Well, they're not really a garden, was it? Like their courtyard, the back.
Yeah, it's the front garden, wasn't it?
That's the back, wasn't it?
I think it's the back door, yeah.
Was it back? Back door, okay. It's almost
classic,
back door.
Classic terrace houses, like you see with the back.
Yeah, yeah, big high back wall. And then the toilet, the outhouse. With newspaper on the...
For toilet paper.
Toilet paper.
Save money. Mm-hmm. Which is a good tip, yeah, for the coronavirus, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, put that on Facebook, shouldn't we? Read the news about it. Use it for toilet paper.
Mm. Read the news. Wipe your booze.
Wipe your what?
Booze.
I thought you said booze.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So then I go for a little Jimmy Riddle, and he goes.
Well, he doesn't. There. He just sits on there having a drink, doesn't he?
He sits on there and booze, and then he falls asleep.
Yeah.
The next day, Mary's going out for a slash. She opens up the outhouse. Who did she find in there?
Husband Billy.
Billy's asleep. Yeah. Dirty stop out.
She didn't even do anything to actually do a proper way. She just sat on him, didn't she?
What do you mean?
Dummy sis.
She didn't stand up as a woman.
No, no. She turned around and she didn't like go to pull anything down. She just like just sat down as if like.
It's a tea time sitcom, right?
So get a
fucking
butch
out on the TV, is she?
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing the scene. Yeah. Sorry.
Either I'm pissing or I'm not.
Just saying, like, if you don't piss properly.
All right, that was your problem with this. We always say that on the here. Realism.
Yeah. She's furious. She's like, you dirty stop house. Fucking, you know. And then, so that carries on. They're arguing in the kitchen and all that. She's furious.
Yeah.
She knows what he's been up to.
Yeah, God, can we just jump ahead a bit? So, like, the son giving advice.
So, yeah, that's pretty much it. That continues into the. They go into the sitting room and he's sitting and they're arguing at the table, and then Tony is there or something.
Yeah, and, he comes and gives the dad advice, doesn't he?
Yeah, so then when Mary storms off, he goes, oh, listen, you know, you need to take control of the situation. Just imagine, like, if you were telling the truth, right, and you had been at work and she didn't believe you, you'd be angry, wouldn't you? And he's like, oh yeah. So then she comes back in, and he like goes like straight over the top, like stand up,
ferocious.
Listen here, and it's like, and it is actually quite. It's not bad, this part, is it? Really?
Yeah, it was quite good.
So it's like blocked so that like the table's in the middle of the shot. Like, Billy's on the left, Mary's on the right, and then sort of Tony's sort of in the middle, mm-hmm. right of the table. So Mary's furious. So she's looking away from him. Looking away from both Tony and Billy. And so they like Billy's like up sort of shouting and berating her, sort of stalking around the table, and like, you know, Tony's loving it and sort of egging him on.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point he's furious and he sort of raises his fist like as if he's gonna strike her. And then Tony like sort of like does the classic, like puts his hand on it and sort of guides it back down and goes, no, like too much. So basically, that's that. It's going quite well, and he's, you know, he's calling her bluff, essentially.
Yeah. But she's having none of it.
She's having none of it. So then Mary, you know, she calls his bluff, literally calls his bluff back again. calls his bluff back again by going, oh, that's all very well. No, because he finishes his rant by going, you know, I've got a good mind to go back to my mum's or whatever.
Yeah, and she says the same thing, but about her dad's.
Oh, if that payback isn't back on this table by 5 o'clock, I'm going back to my dad's. And then she storms out, and then Billy's like, oi, 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 oi. And then Tony sort of looks a bit kind of smug or something, like, well, how are you going to get out of this, even though he got him into it. Right, okay, we're nearly there, guys.
I think it then cuts back to when they're at the pub, don't they? Like, yeah, he's at the bar again.
It's the old man, it's the granddad at the pub, isn't it? He's getting
yeah, the granddad's in there. He's getting half pint or whatever. It's 12p. It's a little bit of back and forth.
12p, which is, as we found out, £1, 1p.
Between him and the barman. Because he's obviously not happy and he's trying to get out of paying 12p. Oh, it's an old age pensioner's discount or whatever. Mm. And then the barman says something like, oh, get me one.
He's coming to some money. Oh, yeah, he goes, oh, yeah. Save one for yourself. He's like, save one for yourself. He's like, oh, don't mind if I do. Mine's a pint.
Yeah, and then the
especially like Gaylord says no, but in 70s version of that.
Or the drop your gay card.
Or Gaylord says, what is it? Get a gay card.
No, dropped it. Drop your gay card. What?
Yeah. Oh fuck. Oh, what?
Because as we all know, you do get caught.
Yeah,
obviously.
You sign up officially.
It's like your national insurance card. some people get a bit of a shock when it comes through. But can't argue with government bureaucracy. Sorry, the mum comes in, something goes on, there's some sort of...
Look at him. He skipped across loads of stuff.
What have I skipped across?
Wait.
He overhears in the bar that...
That's after.
No, the nan turns up and then...
Yeah, the nan turns up and then...
Oh, well, you're okay.
The nan
turns up at the bar.
Oh, right, yeah.
What her name is. And she turns up and she goes, oh, mine will be a...
Maggie.
Something.
Port and lemon.
No. She wants something before that, didn't she?
A stout,
yeah. And then something happens and the barman basically goes, oh, these will be on me then. She goes, oh, since it's on you, it'll be a port and lemon.
Mm.
And then she goes off for a toilet because she's incontinent.
For a toilet. I go into the toilet.
But then she don't come back, so I assume it might be something seriously medical.
Yeah.
She couldn't find a Mersey streamer. I've written down pub bants, so that's what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, this was a good laugh. I might have been the joke of the week, actually. They're talking about Billy. The barman's talking about Billy, and he's like, oh, where's he been or whatever? And the barman's like, oh, he's been working hard. And the old man's like, the only thing that's been working hard is his right arm.
Yeah.
Wanking.
No, he's drinking.
That's why it's so funny. It's so incongruous.
It's because he drinks, he raised his glass, so he's like constantly raising pint glasses.
I thought it was something to do with like him working. But yeah, that makes sense. It's drinking.
Yeah, drinking. No, just constantly drinking his wine. I'm not even a crafty.
Well, that's what I assumed it was.
Oh. That's because that's on your mind.
Well. Fuck's sake.
Why would that be in a tea time?
Because it's so out of place. Well, he didn't literally say wanking, did he?
But he's only working his right arm and he lifted his glass. Like, oh, he's just drinking all the time. That's all he's doing.
Billy turns up at the pub, right? He's there. He wants in on the free drinks. So and then Paddy turns. Oh, he's like, he's thinking about what to do, getting the money.
He needs 20 quid, doesn't he?
To make up the pay packet. So he said he asked Connolly, the boss, and he said no or whatever.
Because he's got some brewery order or something like that coming through.
He said the barman can't help him because Chris has said it's a brewery order. He's like, fuck, what am I going to do? He's sitting at the bar, and then in front of him in the shot is like a charity tin, like a community charity tin. He lifts it up, like, oh. Gives it a shake. Doesn't sound like there's a lot in there.
It's like a pound or something.
Well, it could be, you know, or, you know, 14p.
Specific.
And then someone comes up behind him and goes, got ya. And he's like, oh, Jesus. And it's Paddy, his old friend from prison.
Irish.
Is he?
Yeah. Oh, Irish Paddy, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. So then, you know, chatting about things out on parole because he's good behaviour. Mm-hmm. And he's like, do you need a bit of work? I need a driver for 30 quid. Is that right?
Yeah.
That's a terrible Irish accent.
Well, here we go, go on.
We need about 30 quid. I'll give you 30 quid for a driving job. All you need is a pair of gloves, though, because you've got to not put your fingerprints on it.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I like the Irish.
30 quid, not bad. More than what he needs.
Mm.
All right. So then he's like, oh, yeah, sounds great. Where is it then? And it's like, it is the firm he works for, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which leads to?
Spittag.
Thank you, Chris.
Cool.
Was it?
It wasn't very good. Wasn't a bad boy, Spittag.
A bit dribbly, was it?
A bit dribbly.
Like his Bursey streamer.
It was like, it's like he chickened out almost at the last second. It's like, I'm going to do it. And he was like, oh, I can't.
Yeah, like he coughed rather than spat.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got really commit to
it. Not a good technique, is it?
No.
No.
I've been trying a lot in the shower, just give it a go. That's so easy. It's difficult. It's harder than it looks.
Take a pint in there.
I've been there for hours. The glass just won't.
Yeah, so the next scene is him trying, because the Irish fella Paddy said he needed rubber gloves for fingerprints. He's putting on some pink rubber gloves.
Yep.
Mary bowls in behind him. Behind him, can't see what he's doing, but he can't get gloves off. Bit fun, little bit of physical comedy. Chris said he looked like a chimp trying to get
ridiculous. It's awful. It's like he had just discovered opposable thumbs.
Yeah,
couldn't do it.
Yeah, it's like he had a brain injury. He's learning to use his hands again.
Awful.
Yeah. I don't think it was a pretty funny bit of comedy, I thought. And then he stuffed his hands into his overcoat pockets.
Yeah, she was like, "Why's your fucking hands in your pockets?"
It's a bit cold in here.
I missed all the swearing.
Why is your hands in your pockets?
Okay, and then he leaves. It was not a bad bit of physical comedy, I thought, where he's like, his fam's in his pockets and he had to open the door of his foot.
Yeah, I think I'd look down to the right thing at that point. But
it was good. Like, he used his foot to open the latch and he sort of hooked his foot around to shut it again.
Right, yeah.
Pretty funny, I thought. It wasn't bad. Okay, and then back into the kitchen. Granddad rolls in because he's been overheard. He overheard the conversation with Paddy and Dad in the pub.
Yeah,
he grasses him up. Okay, so then Mary's idea is to go straight to the police and dob him in so that he'll just be an accessory before the fact, which will be a lesser crime.
Is that illegal?
Is what illegal?
He's not to think about doing the crime, because he's not necessarily said he's going to do it.
Have you ever seen the film Minority Report?
Yeah, and that's pretty much what happens. So the next scene is in the pub. Billy's in there drinking it up. He's obviously got a big payoff. Yeah, we we and Mary assume that it's because of this the dodgy heist.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, so the thing with that is, though, that the idea was that she was going to stop him before the heist, but then she obviously shopped him in well after the heist.
Well,
because if he's already got the money from that job.
She acted to his
life. Yeah, I know, but that's the thing. Like, surely if she would have sent... So say she had have been right and he was going to do it, she'd sent the police there saying, oh, I believe you're going to commit a crime. And it was like, oh, no, I've actually already done it.
Then, well, the thing is, like...
him done, isn't it?
Yeah. The thing is, like, Grandad knew he was involved in some sort of crime, but then she said, where is it? And he said, I didn't hear that. So they obviously didn't know where to look for him, apart from the pub, which is where he was afterwards.
Mm. Well, yeah, but... Well, yeah, but it wouldn't have stopped regardless of where it was.
First, and also,
she was way too slow to stop it from happening.
And also, he's one of the fastest drivers in Liverpool. That's why they went straight to him.
Who?
Yeah. Billy.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that why you got that call up for Fast and Furious 9? As Dom's brother.
Anfield Drift.
Dom's Scouse brother, adopted at birth. Pink Rubber Gloves.
Are they characters from the film?
All right.
I've never seen it.
I've not, yeah. To be honest.
I've seen it, because I'm not...
It's right, it's good.
A 14-year-old boy. let's
you just went wide-eyed, did you
what
say?
What do you mean?
So good.
Fury. So we're in the pub, right? Yeah. Billy's already there, and then Mary and the policeman in like a proper classic policeman outfit walks in.
Well, uniform, yeah. Uniform, just yeah. Like that uniform. Classic outfit. Walking down the street. Classic. See, love
see
it.
What you're up
I'll
to.
See what you're doing. Classic police. What's this one?
It's a classic look.
Classic stab vest. But guess you don't want to get stabbed then, eh? Classic.
Which is practical, is it? It's like fashion.
But that's heavy. Take it off. It's a bit hot outside.
Yeah. It's like wedding rules, isn't it? You can only take your stab-proof vest off after the fire, but the bride takes it off. Right, yeah, so then, so basically, it is like the plot of Minority Report, because he goes, I'm arresting you for a future crime, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, that policeman was the guard in episode one as he was released. Little fun fact for you guys.
Yeah, little Easter egg.
Or is this like I remember Jumanji where the Van Pelt's played by dad? It's like psychological games. Every policeman's that guard.
In the jungle, you must wait until the dice are 5 or 8.
A little rain never hurt anyone.
Nope, but a lot did. Alan, your hands!
Jesus.
Set in the same universe. You never know, do you? Shared universe of
the Whackers.
The Whackers of Jumanji. Most ambitious crossover event in history.
My fuck, it's a stampede.
I can't make scouts in a jungle.
Oh, the shoe factory's in disrepair. Oh, all right. So he's like, I'm arresting you, and he's like, hey, what's the big what's
arresting,
the big
straight
idea?
To arrest him, though.
Was gonna you know.
Was he there to arrest him?
For some suspicion of being involved in a
criminal.
Yeah,
but you can't arrest him for that.
He's a policeman. If anyone can, you can. If the suspicion is involved in like a conspiracy to
oh okay, yeah, yeah. Part of the plot. Yeah.
Plot, yeah.
Plot.
And this.
A plot.
Wait, yes. Who are your other conspirators?
Tortures.
Where's the dynamite?
Okay, right. And then he's like, well, what's the big idea? Oh, I see what you're thinking. So it turns out that...
Billy.
He's like, oh, you don't believe me, do you? Mr. Connolly, and then Mr. Connolly comes out from the other... I assume the saloon bar, and then he comes through. He's like a big bear, wasn't he?
He's a big lad.
And he was a rubbish actor. and it turns out that instead of getting involved in the plot, he went and grassed up Paddy, who I assume has gone back inside.
Yeah. Let out early.
Oh, straight back in.
Yeah, straight back in.
Same day.
Who I guess he gave him money for helping him.
Yeah, reward, because he saved him a few quid or whatever, or so quite a few quid.
What result?
Gave him how much? 30 quid?
30 quid. Was it 30 quid?
I think at least it was, at least 20 quid he needed.
Gave him a black and white TV as well.
Oh no, he sold him a TV for a tenner.
He sold it to him for a tenner.
So he must have given him 30 quid. He got 20 quid to give to his wife and tenner on the TV.
Result.
Or
so we think. Mm. But then Mary's like tugging at her collar like, oh. I thought that
she had like chin out, didn't she? I was just talking the whole time. Yeah. Like that.
Yeah, she chin went down and exposed her bottom teeth, which were, you know, fine. And right. Oh yeah, so she was like, oh, I assume because you stole that TV, so I asked Tony to go and get rid of it. And then it was a pretty good ending to the episode.
It was a smash cut, wasn't it?
A smash cut to him on a ferry in the Mersey. And he's looking around, a completely empty ferry.
Yeah.
And he looks around and then just lobs this fucking TV into the river.
It just floats. It doesn't even disappear. Yeah. It doesn't even sink. Just floating.
It's obviously just a prop TV or like they've taken all the mechanism out of it.
Yeah.
Like, well, why? Do you reckon a real TV? I reckon a real TV would float.
I was going to throw no TV into a river, Chris.
No, you're just saying, but it's a big, it's like not jam-packed full of electrics, is it? It's like, it's that plastic casing, isn't it? There's a lot of hollow air in there, isn't there?
A fucking ton back in the olden days.
Yeah, yeah, but it's like, so it's a fucking boat, but you got it still floats.
It's designed to float. TVs aren't designed to be waterproof. To be waterborne vehicles. New from Bush. The water going amphibious TV. Finally. Something to watch.
Hello, but all I'm saying is weight isn't the only factor in floating, is it?
It's the surface area.
It's the surface area. And okay. It's quite a big chunky surface area.
They were really heavy. Remember the old, like,
yeah.
What they're called? The CDT.
Television.
CDT. Yeah, yeah. What they called it? Three letters, isn't it, those TVs?
Right. Well, look, if you've ever thrown a TV into a river in the 1970s, get in touch.
Just a little bit. Well, I suppose in terms of like practicality for the production, it probably was frowned upon to throw an actual TV into the river. It had to float so that they could retrieve it afterwards, I assume.
Yeah, okay, right.
You had to get the TV on the boat as well. Like the captain of the boat or whoever didn't like go, what?
So don't ask. So he threw it in and he looked pleased with himself. And that was the end.
Job done. And I assume he just had to maintain the rest of the ferry ride. Just
back to the other side again. Yeah, it's a return, so.
I do have a fun bit of trivia for you as well. So that was episode 7 that we watched, which I believe was the last one that was aired.
That's episode 4.
Was it 4? Oh, sorry, there was 7. Sorry, there were 7 episodes. Oh, sorry, my mistake.
I was thinking we watched a completely wrong episode. No wonder the premise didn't quite meet it.
So there were 7 episodes that were aired altogether, but I think there was intended to be 8. This series was so unpopular that the last episode was never broadcast.
No, right, so it's filmed.
Yeah, so it's filmed, but it's just like no one has ever seen the abysmal.
Is it available to watch then? Is it not like.
I don't think so.
Oh my God.
Not that I'm aware of. Yeah, so it's out there somewhere.
That must have been where it ended with drums.
With what, sorry? With what?
Drums. He's walking along the Mersey. Just like. Jumanji callback. Oh, Christ.
Oh, there we go. That's the Photoshop sorted. Drums. It made no sense. We're like, what the fuck is that about? Obviously, because it was about 30 years before Jumanji came out. Made absolutely no sense. The time travelling writer Vince Powell wrote it.
Jumanji ball floated down.
No, hang on. Oh, well, Jumanji came out. Yeah, sorry.
I mean, the ball game's been out.
It would have been about 20 years.
I was thinking when it was set in like, the actual film. I was thinking, actually, no, it was set probably around the 70s, wasn't it? When he went in. So, timelines match up.
It could be the same universe.
I think it was in the 50s and or 60s, I reckon.
All right, so it would have. I had plenty of time to get to Mersey.
Okay, well, that's the end. What do you reckon about it? Joke of the week. I thought it was the wanky one, but Chris has spoiled it. But
sorry.
I think I mentioned one earlier, but I can't remember what I said, if I'm honest.
Thanks, Mark. Brilliant.
Yeah, as ever. Idea that the granddad was just like slating the son-in-law by telling everyone in the pub that he'd been sitting at home wanking for 2 weeks since he got out of prison.
That's what I'd do. No privacy in prison, is
there? Oh, God. Yeah. I'm just like, that's father-in-law's opinion.
That's why they're paper in the toilet.
Right, but what's he doing? They don't even have a TV, so what's he...
Well,
he's having a mindy.
Oh, mindy.
It was still a black. Thinking about that.
Oh, wow.
Test of time?
Not really.
Unfortunately not.
You can see how like the premise and the idea there could be a good show there, but I just don't think it's executed very well.
Well, I think if I'm right in thinking, there's
it could be a good show if you had done better script, better actors, better like what
you're not Robin Williams in it for me.
Better setting, to be honest.
Yeah. There weren't any CG monkeys at all, which is a shame.
This premise has been done elsewhere, though, I think. I think isn't going straight the sequel to Porridge. I think that is this... Should we play the game?
Yeah. Oh, I made a new jingle.
Oh, really?
Well, it might not be as good as in One Foot in the Game. I suspect it isn't. But I tried to put also classic. But I tried to get it on my phone, but it's an Android, and I couldn't figure out how to do it. So it's just have to play it off my laptop.
I wondered why you brought your laptop.
Yeah.
All for like a 10-second MP3. Should I move that?
It's a bit longer than 10 seconds.
Oh god.
Also, it's going to have to involve you rebranding the game to Mark's Stupid Game. So I don't know how on board you are with that. So here we go. Feel free if you don't like it. We'll continue with One Foot in the Game. So here we go.
Please put it in.
Mark made the game. Stupid game. Mark has made a stupid game. Let's play the game. Let's play the fucking stupid game.
Yeah, that was good. I like that. Did you do the brass?
No.
Oh,
I don't have a trombone.
I thought you cracked your trumpet, so to speak. Again, just to
euphemism.
Did you do the brass? Well, I got so many times in London business.
Oh yeah, I like that. If you want.
I'll just drop it in anyway. You know what it is.
Yeah, right? That's great. Yeah, right, send it to me as well. That'd be nice.
So you have to say, let's play Mark's Stupid Game. Go on, say it.
All right, well, let's... Oh, more bullying. All right, well, let's play Mark's Stupid Game. means I've got to change all of my notes here, but that's fine.
Why?
What do you mean? Well, you know, for consistency. Would you like to play Mark's Stupid Game? Do you want to guess what it is?
Is it another quiz?
Oh, it's the Whackers.
Is it another quiz?
Like, is it a little bully thing?
Scouse in the house.
Yeah.
No.
Scouse or Nouse. Scouse or mouse?
Yeah. Paul McCartney, Scouse.
Mickey. Field, mouse. Oh, Mickey, yeah. Field, obviously.
Field Scouse. What?
What?
No, go on, what is it?
No, give up as well.
Because, no idea.
All right, this week we're playing the Quackers.
Oh, no.
Which of these are real ducks?
Oh, it's not a game, is it?
It's a game.
It's not a game.
Well, that's a question.
It's just guess if it's a real duck or some shit that you've made up.
It's not something a murderer would do. What's it called? Saw.
Let's play a game. Yeah.
Were there any signs? No, we found his notebook. It's just made up ducks.
All right, well, I'm going to read off some ducks. You're going to tell me which is a duck and which is not.
is it a duck or is it fuck?
I couldn't give a fuck for every single one. Who picked this one?
Me, one.
Jones,
I won.
Okay.
I won.
You won.
All right, then, well, you need to start this week then.
All right.
Well, Jones, you're up first. Ann Connor or the Austrian Strapped?
Ann Connor spelled?
A-N-C-O-N-A.
I would say Ancona because the Austrian stripe sounds like it's too obvious.
Yeah, it is Ancona.
Thank you.
Nice.
Cheers.
Wood. The blue Swedish. Blue Swedish or the blue Dutch?
Ooh.
Both blue.
Yeah. And, again, you're colourblind, so I'm very sorry.
Yeah, lovely.
That's red and green. Isn't it?
I was looking at those pictures yesterday. Couldn't tell if it's purple. Blue Swedish.
It is the blue Swedish.
Ooh. Off to a flyer. It's like
one
a duck.
Pitch. Yes, nice. Jones, the German White or the Golden Cascade?
German White.
It's the Golden Cascade. Can't read any of these.
No, you can't, can you?
No. Would the Iranian Dipper or the Indian Runner?
Indian Runner.
It is the Indian Runner. Jones, the Square-billed Pekin or the Silver Bantam?
Silver Bantam.
It is the Silver Bantam.
Yeah, confident.
Did you know that one?
I've heard Bantam before.
Oh, yeah. Bantam. Nice.
I'm aware of Bantam.
Maths. Words, the Ukrainian brown or the Ukrainian grey?
Grey.
It is grey. Very good. I think that was a difficult one.
So confident, didn't even say the whole thing.
Yeah. Jones, the Victorian blue or the Venetian?
Venetian.
Correct.
Thank you.
And it's a draw at the moment, so would you need this to win?
Ooh.
Or I get to pick.
Both bad.
Is it the white-breasted black or the black-breasted white?
Michael Jackson.
What?
Don't know.
The first one.
Which was?
The white-breasted black.
Correct and correct.
Hey, good one.
4-3, congratulations.
Hey,
that's good, that research yesterday.
Cool, right then. Well, these are ones to choose from.
What's George and the Dragon? What's that all about?
That's a new one that I've recently found. No, it's not, no, it's not a new one. It's an old one, but it's a new one to the list.
George and the Dragon?
Yeah, let's go for George and the Dragon.
All right.
Dragon Dragon refers to, like, a woman.
I don't know. I'm hoping it's actually
it's like
medieval.
We're going to be watching. Whoa.
Oh, look how old it is, Chris.
Series 1, Episode 3 of George and the Dragon.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's going to be a pub in it or something, shit like that. Oh, it's Sid James.
Oh, what a result.
Oh.
What a touch. So, pulled it back right at the end.
Dragon is a woman.
Oh, there we go. Told you.
Oh, nice. Okay. You've been listening to The Great British Shitcom. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at British Shitcom using the hashtag Shitcom. Leave us a review over on iTunes and subscribe. Alternatively, visit us at www.greatbritishshitcom.com where you can find all the info and some merchandise. Thanks very much for listening. We'll be back next week with George and the Dragon, Series 1, Episode 3. I've been Mark. This is Chris Woods.
Bye.
Oh, it's difficult now, isn't it? Yeah. This is Chris Jones.
Yeah, cheers. Thanks.
And that was the official outro. What do you think of the official outro?
100%, it's great. You had to write that. What do you mean? It's the same as every time. What? No, what was different?
I wasn't stilted or anything. I wrote that.
I did really well.
That's good. Yeah, it was good. Yeah. Flowed really well.
Thanks, guys.
I'm sure the comments and subscriptions will go up.
If you could just leave a review for that outro, even if you thought the rest of it was rubbish. The outro is pretty professional.
The last 30 seconds are great.
Yeah.
No one's listening at this point. But
no.
If you're still listening at this point, let us know and I'll get you a badge. How about that? we're back next week with George and the Dragon. Thanks very much and we'll see you.
Yeah.